today's sustaining member question might go into the records as a new classic. Good morning, Lizzie and Dan. I'm a longtime listener and a huge advocate of your podcast.
Thank you.
In addition to finally becoming a sustaining member as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
I, like many others, so appreciate your kind, positive influence and guiding hand in today's society. Thanks for helping us learn how to tangibly approach others in a more thoughtful and considerate manner. Now on to my question. This was actually posed to me by a friend to a group of women, and we were all simultaneously stumped. I'm hoping you two may have a few thoughts to share, and being that actually involves golf, I thought it may particularly grab Lizzie's attention.
And did it ever.
The situation is, when my friend is golfing with her lady friends, there are a few women who do not seem to be aware that their golf skorts do not provide them with the same level of coverage that shorts or pants may typically offer. Because of this, they'll often drive the golf cart with legs casually open or tee up their balls by squatting down, again, with legs spread. This has often made my friend feel terribly awkward for them, as it's evidence to her and others, as she's caught similar wide-eyed surprise glances, that some women are likely showing more than they're intending. Is this a situation that's better left unaddressed, as though it may be constructive feedback, it would still be inherently critical of one's behavior? Or does it fall into the category of broccoli on the tooth and should be addressed in private? This feels to me like an uncomfortable and potentially offensive topic to approach, so I'm hoping you two may be able to settle it one way or the other. If you fall into the latter category, i.e. broccoli on the tooth camp, any idea of a sample language script would be much appreciated. Side note, if it's pertinent, the women in question are in their 60s and 70s. Many thanks for your time and consideration of my question. If chosen, obviously feel free to shorten any of the above in any way necessary. All the best. Kristen. I would never shorten this question.
No, I would never shorten this question. I love it. I love it. Kristen, thank you so much for writing in.
I was going to ask you, Lizzie Post.
Ask away.
Is this like tennis?
It kind of, sort of. I mean, so, okay, in women's sports, and especially women's kind of club sports, you end up with skirts as a very common option. They are nice and cool, very flattering. It's like, and they're a lot of movement in a skirt. You get a lot of movement in a skirt. It's great.
All of a sudden, I'm kind of jealous. I'm wondering if there are skort options for guys.
Yeah, right. Well, so a skort is a little different. A skort is a combination of a skirt and shorts. So it looks like a skirt on the outside, but you've got shorts underneath. And when I golf and play tennis, I wear either tennis, you can wear what's called tennis underwear, which often is like, it's almost like the underwear you put on Anisha that's like, it goes like over, it's like slightly bigger underwear that's like, it's supposed to be short and underwear sized, but it is also supposed to be covered up. And the thing that if you were exposed, that's exposed and not your actual underwear.
It's designed to provide more coverage.
Exactly. Or more comfort and coverage, yeah, for the person wearing it, for the other people, just knowing that these skirts tend to come up. I prefer personally wearing a longer version of that. I wear something really akin to like a mid-thigh biker short or a mid-thigh running short. Or I often wear, and I hate to drop the brand name, but Spanx, that are mid-thigh Spanx. And that's what I wear under my golf skirts and under my tennis skirts. And what I love about this question is that this gets to the idea of, so is the coverage what's important or is the display what's important? Because I will tell you, Kristen, that I personally think that if you are wearing these types of shorts and you aren't getting exposed, you know, all the way up to your underwear, let's say your undergarments really aren't being exposed, but these shorts are being exposed, I think you're in fine stead. That's what they're there for. They are there because these skirts are short to begin with. So when I go to, you know, tee up the ball, and whether you choose to bend at the waist or whether you choose to squat down, there's going to be some exposure probably happening. I know my shorts are there. I'm comfortable with it. The other women I play with are comfortable with it. It's what's supposed to be there. But this situation is a little different. This situation is skorts, and people are seeing up the skorts. And I don't know if these ladies are wearing underwear with their skorts or not. And I'm guessing from the reaction that Kristen describes is bigger than the kind of biker short version I was just describing. It feels like we're seeing something inappropriate from what she's describing. And so that's where I run with broccoli in the tooth camp. I also want to say that you pointed out in your answer, Kristen, that we're dealing with women who are in their 60s and 70s. And sometimes I have known my own grandmothers to stop caring about such things. They just say, hey, man, I've lived in this body for 70 years. If you're embarrassed staring at it, that's your thing. Like, what's the rule of, like, 88? There's a country where, like, once you turn 88, all social graces you're forgiven of and, like, you can just be you. Like, there's part of me that wonders if that's going on or if we really are just unaware. And I think that actually the broccoli and the tooth is a great place to start. And I would have the conversation privately, but I might take one of those women aside and say, I just want to let you know there's a little bit of extra exposure happening when you and then this, that, or the other thing. Just thought you should be aware. Just thought you might like to know. The might like to know is a really nice phrase because you should be aware is shoulding someone else. And that's something therapists will tell you we try very hard not to do. Mm-hmm. The idea of you might not be aware lets them say, oh, no, I am aware. I just don't worry about it. Sorry if it offended you, you know. Or, oh, gosh, thanks for telling me. I wasn't aware. I thought that the shorts under the skirt provided enough coverage. And learning that they don't is that. But not in a moment where there's four other people around. Not in a shameful way either. You really want to make sure you aren't body shaming with this one. But just that gentle might not be aware. What are you thinking?
I found myself having this two-tiered reaction to this question.
What is it?
There was the reaction that was just intrigued by what was going on, the phenomenon itself socially. And actually, I appreciate some of the clarification because
women's like sports attire and how it works.
I don't golf as often as you do. It's one of the reasons I was saying, is this like tennis? Because really, that's the sport I'm more familiar with watching. And I was imagining, frankly, even like the length of the short that you're wearing underneath mattering.
Maybe, yeah.
And there also being this other layer of the behavior sort of coming on top of the attire choices that we hear a lot about man spreading these days.
Yes.
And this is men in pants, but just the way they sit on subways and public transportation ends up being sort of just gross to other people. And it has nothing to do with their attire as much as their behavior. So I think there's attire questions and behavior questions. Mm-hmm. And then there's this whole other layer that's the, do you then say anything about it? Even if you were to say, no, this is over the line or this is a little too much. Is it then your place to say something or not? And I love that level of care and thinking about this. I can totally see why it would stump a group of friends sitting around talking about it after it had been noticed.
Right.
Like you, I think that noticing quality starts to tip it over a little bit for me into that, yeah, maybe I would say something if the opportunity presented itself. Mm-hmm. If I was a real junior member and these were senior members of the community.
Established, like, yeah.
Maybe I let it go. Mm-hmm. Maybe I say to myself, I'm going to give myself the advice I've given other people in yoga class. Keep your attention on yourself. Are you there to watch other people? Can you pay attention to your own game and just use that as your guide? Mm-hmm. Make your own focus the question of your etiquette in this situation, not someone else's attire or behavior choices. If it's something that you think they might like to know. The whole idea of broccoli on the tooth is that you're saving someone else the embarrassment. You're not necessarily doing it for your benefit as much as their benefit. And I actually like that approach. If it is something you think someone would like to know and there's an opportunity to help them avoid further embarrassment, I think it is something you might, you know, I've noticed. And you might not know. I love these Spanx. Mm-hmm. I find they really help me.
They work great.
Be the athletic person that I like to be on the course and not worry about other people staring.
Yeah, totally.
I actually liked having that sort of concrete
example to go to.
Example.
You brought up length, and I think this actually does play a little bit of a part in things. And the tennis underwear that I described that's really quite underwear shaped and that you wear over your actual underwear, that I do think is, it's just a little more, in tennis it's like more known, so it's a thing, but in golf it's much more of the shorts version underneath a skirt that you see people wearing and that you hear women talking about wearing. And so I would tend to think that if you're wearing like golf underwear as opposed to tennis underwear, where it's maybe, or maybe even just shorts that are only like an inch or two below, but could really look like, you know, here's the deal. If that skirt rides up or if when you move about and you're exposing this part of you and it looks like underwear or it looks like bare, then I would say it's worth the broccoli on the tooth mention. if you are kind of clearly and intently wearing the shorts underneath, I think that you just let the person be who they are and sit how they sit, and that that's their way of covering up, and that that's just a part of it. And only because I've talked so much about like the biker type shorts and the skirts, we are dealing with skorts in this question. I think because it's a skort where it's easy for the wearer to assume they are covered up when they are not, that this gives you such a great angle to enter the broccoli and the tooth conversation and say, you know, oh, I noticed you've got all these great skorts, and I saw something happen today that I know I would want. You know, I would want to know if this table was turned. And then you can go into it and say, you know, I noticed there was a bit of exposure. And then you can use, you know, the language that we talked about earlier.
And that's your sample language right there. Yeah. I would want to know, I noticed something happen. Please don't be offended. This could happen to anyone. I think these are the sample scripts that'll get you through that little bit of awkwardness that could be there.
Absolutely.
These are such personal choices.
And such good questions.
The same tank top will look very different on different bodies. The same yoga pants will look very different on different bodies. Fashion and questions of appropriateness in terms of dress and attire are such personal choices. I think you're wise to proceed with caution. I also think that you're wise to be having these discussions and to be talking about these things with friends, because that's how we all learn to make better choices.
It's amazing how that spreads out, and then that conversation happens with someone, and then that conversation happens with someone who is one of the offending members. It's great. I love the web. Anyway, Kristen, thank you so much for your question. We really appreciate it. Hit them long and hit them straight out on the course.